This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Steve, you're rocking the house there, man. I think we're going to have to get people, some kind of website postings on what the rock and roll music is we're playing there. Johnny, we're going to have to tell Robert we need a new thing, this week's music on Freed on Business, and we'll put Stevie's photo as the avatar. There you go. Stevie, we got him to talk. It took me 3 weeks, but we got Stevie to talk. All right, we're going to be up next. This is our U-Health segment. We've got Dr. Albert Ramos. He's the assistant professor of clinical neurology from the U-Health Sleep Center. He's going to discuss diagnosis and treatment of sleep disorders offered at the U-Health Sleep Center. We're going to discuss how to get a good night's sleep. Stevie, I got a bunch of popping going on. Dr. Ramos, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming on with us. I can only tell you that you have to be one of the most important people at U-Health, because I got to guarantee every single person at some time or another has some kind of a sleep issue.
That's exactly right. And in fact, there's a lot of data showing that approximately 70 million Americans have some sort of sleep disorder or sleep issue at some point in their lifetime. So this is something that obviously a lot of people get affected with and has, very, very deep problems in terms of the way they come about their life and the way they how they're productive they are, how they enjoy their daily activities. And it's something that can have profound consequences in the way that we just leave.
100%, and I can tell you, I know that you did this study also on the implications to the Hispanic community of different things as well, and I can only tell you that my Hispanic addiction to Cuban coffee creates some kind of neurological deficiency in my brain throughout the day, where I am always fighting to catch up. It seems like I'm always at 80 or 85%, and I decaffeinated for 4 years, felt great, got hooked again because I'm taking some heavy medication for my back, but I think I've equalized and I'm going to have to get off of this. Do you find people on prescription medicine, they get hooked on that and then they get hooked and have a sleep problem too?
That's exactly right. Yes. There's plenty of medications that we use at times over the counter, not even prescribed medications, that we use to help us fall asleep or stay asleep, and at the end, it's just impossible or very difficult to get off them. And not only they actually cause a problem, they then perpetuate any other problems with sleep that we may have. So most commonly, people with insomnia or difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep may try to use these medications to compensate for the lack of sleep, and at the end, it just becomes a vicious cycle and doesn't allow them to fall asleep or sleep properly, making them feel more sleepy during the day or more tired during the day. So some of the medications that we use either a prescription or over the counter for sleeping, many times what we recommend is for people to use them sporadically or a week at a time, but when you start to use them for longer periods, like months, then it can become a real problem.
All I could say is that I've noticed about the coffee thing, and when the 4th of July comes, I'm going to take the advantage of the long weekend. I'm going to deal with the headaches or whatever may come with it, and I'm going to just get off of this coffee. I was able to do it for 4 years. I'm going to get back. Johnny, you're going to make sure I do this.
Now, yeah, definitely no coffee after 3 p.m. That will get in the way of your sleep for sure.
Oh, I don't. I do it. I do right after work, right after lunch, bang. If it's later than 2:30, I'll just gut it out till the end. And now, doctor, what are some of the other things that people have in the environment? I know, it's a more urban lifestyle. We have a lot of people are moving into these apartment buildings. You got the neighbor issues. You got the barking dogs. You got the garbage can collectors. You got maybe you don't have the right shades. There's got to be a whole bunch of triggers out there that create problems for people that are trying to sleep.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. You mentioned a few of them. Definitely the sleep environment is very important. And we really need a very quiet, cool, and dark environment to get a proper sleep. And some of the things that have to do with our lifestyle and with being an urban city, just getting away. So if you're able to get the correct the correct shades, or at least something that you can have your room completely dark without TV, without any other noises or distractions, like, you know, like having your iPhones or your iPads in the room, or any other of devices that can, you know, can that's just pop or make noises sometime during the night and disrupt your sleep. All those things become very important to actually maintain a very nice sleep-wake pattern and sleep-wake cycle. And, of course, having the right temperature for you to feel very comfortable and fall asleep very deeply, it's also very important. So so now during the summertime that you know, temperatures are going to be very high and very humid, getting the right temperature for you to fall asleep is going to be very important too. And definitely if you have a very noisy environment, either because they're just, as you mentioned, garbage cans and other things in the environment, or someone in your own bedroom that snores loud or just is very noisy for whatever reason, that will lead to a very poor sleep. And all of those things can have profound consequences in your sleep quality and eventually in the way you feel the next day.
Whenever somebody says they're having a problem sleeping, the image that always comes to mind is the Seinfeld episode where Kramer has his sleep interrupted by the chicken place across the way. And I've always thought that the most important thing is having the right type of lighting or lack of lighting in your room. I know that in my room, I've got the cable TV box throws lights, and I've got this clock that doesn't have a dimmer switch on the light. And I found that sometimes I'll wake up, I can't get back to sleep, and I end up covering it up with a sock.
Yeah. That you should do. Yes, you should do exactly right. There shouldn't be any lights at all, because as you know, as you experience yourself, a lot of people just basically get distracted by every very small light in any part of the room. And in fact, we see that a lot of people have a tendency to just, you know, be very very conscious about their environment. All of these small things, even though they may seem very trivial, just get in the way of proper sleep.
Now, what do you guys do at the Sleep Center? We've talked about everything I can do to help. What can you do to help?
So in our Sleep Center, we concentrate, of course, in sleep disorders, and mainly not only trying to look for very specific sleep symptoms, but also just making sure that the overall well-being of the patient is addressed. So, for example, we always think about having a good diet or a healthy diet, and we also think about exercise as part of our healthy lifestyle, things that can make us very healthy throughout our life and make us live longer and healthier. We're also starting to think that having good sleep is part of that equation. So we try to make sure that all of our patients try to get the amount of sleep and the proper sleep, and then we try to look for very specific sleep disorders. Like I mentioned, insomnia, so the difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep, or sleep apnea, where someone has just difficulty breathing during their sleep because of snoring and other things that just don't allow them to sleep properly throughout the night.
Now, I've always found that a restful night's sleep is the most important thing. We've talked about some of the things that can help. I keep telling my wife that the most important thing to me is staying on a regular cycle. Go to sleep at the same time, wake up at the same time, go to sleep at the same time, wake up at the same time. No naps. Just keep a regular clock cycle. The body is a chemical reaction. It reacts differently when things change.
And that's exactly right. I will have to concur to what you just said. The same way that we entrain our body, for example, to eat a certain times during the day because it just becomes like a habit that we are used to eating at certain times, and that's when we feel hungry, just right before we go to eat. Usually that's by having a normal sleep-wake cycle and being consistent about it, then our brain really knows when is the time to fall asleep and when is the time to wake up. And if you just play around with that too much, or just, you know, you have that those times are too variable, or you just change them too much, and it really kind of just throw you off, and then it leads to very, you know, very variable times of when you go to bed, very variable times to when you wake up. But at the end, what will happen is you just have insufficient sleep, and you will just be tired. You just won't get enough, and definitely not having naps or not taking naps. is very important, because if you take a nap, then you will have more difficulties falling asleep at nighttime. So usually I'll tell my patients, avoid the naps, because it's the same. Like if you're looking forward to having a buffet, for example, and just having like this very nice buffet somewhere, let's say in Las Vegas, and you all of a sudden take a nap, it's like, getting full on just the bread, and that's it. So by taking a nap, you're really stealing from the good sleep, and then makes it harder for you to fall asleep and staying asleep later in that night.
That's the way I look at it. I look at it as stealing time from one place and putting it into another. Why bother? Just plan things better and you'll get everything in. Dr. Ramos, if people want to get more information about the UHealth Sleep Center, how do they do that?
So we have our, of course, our website, that it's usleep at .med.miami.edu, and also we have our number, which is 305-243-CCCC, as you were sleeping, or 243-9999, and they can call in to get more information about our sleep center and see one of our physicians if you have any sleep issues or concerns.
Well, Dr. Ramos, thank you so much for making it a more civilized place by helping people get more rest, and that keeps them, I would hope, calmer during the day, and especially when I encounter them on the highway. We look forward to having you and the rest of your team on again sometime soon. Again, thank you so much to UHealth for being sponsors on the show.
No, thanks to you, and thanks for the opportunity to talk on your show.
My pleasure. We'll be right back after this short break. Johnny and I are going to talk about hashtag CRE. What does that mean, and why do we do it? Back after this.